Hi, we are Julie and the podcasters, Angie, Essie, Inga, and Lila, and today we're celebrating our one-year podcast anniversary and going back to some of the episodes each of us missed. I'm Inga.
I'm Lila.
I'm Angie.
And I'm Essie.
Honey, we still don't really have that down.
I'm so lucky I go last because it doesn't matter who goes ahead of me. I just wait for you guys to remember. It makes it so much easier.
Well, at least I go first. That makes it easy.
My fingers are slow. I try to catch up on like...
Mine too. Like I'm waiting for later. It's like my finger is like hovering over the mute button, you know, waiting for my cue.
You know, when I was listening to the old episode, I said, Emily, you guys literally had the same conversation about who goes first and who goes last. Deja vu.
Do we want to do the anniversary part first or the missing episodes part first?
We can do anniversary part first, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming we're also going to do anniversary part third because I'm pretty sure we're going to get into that again after we're done with the other stuff. Good. Okay. We actually got a little bit of feedback from like two people actually sent us something for our anniversary. And one of them is Letty, who was one of our guests for two episodes. I don't remember the first one, but the second one was definitely the Julie, when we talked about the original show. And the first one was episode ranking, I think, or character ranking. It was a ranking.
I think it was character ranking.
Yeah, that's possible. Anyways, she wrote, "Wow, guys, I can't believe it's already it's already 1 year of the podcast. Look how far you've come. It's been great listening to the pod and getting to know you as we adventure through the JATP fandom. And as always, keep up the great work, and I wish you the happiest of days. Happy anniversary." Thank you, Letty.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
We also can't believe that it's already a year.
It's been so fast, actually, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's been so fast. September came and went.
And the second feedback we got is from Star Astro, also on Tumblr. "Happy 1 year anniversary to you guys. I have loved listening to you guys so much and the chaos that comes with the off the rails tensions as well. The Nick bashing is also just top tier comedy."
We'll come back, I promise. I have to stick to my brand.
We always have some Nick bashing.
It's just so weird because I feel like when we started a year ago, I was like, oh, I can't wait for the show to be renewed. And my optimism has just gone so down.
Fizzled out.
We had hope a year ago. I was hopeful. That's gone now.
That's what the show was. Fresh.
Okay, to be honest, I'm kind of at a loss now what part of the anniversary thing we're going to talk about. I don't know. Last week we basically had to stop to not talk too much about it, and right now I'm just where do we start?
Memories. We're talking about memories, like how our first Discord call went, how nervous we all were. I remember. Let me set the scene of how I first found Inga's post. Me scrolling through Tumblr, I made my account new. The show came out the 11th or the 10th. I don't remember. I made my account the second day because I watched the 10th. I made it the second day because I watched it a day late because I don't know what I was doing. I was busy. So I binge watched the show in the night, and the next day I made my account, obviously, and I was scrolling. And then Inga made a post, I don't know word for word, saying, "Is the podcast? If not, let's make one." I literally jumped to the comments. I was like, "Add me, please. I want to be a part of it." A few people had commented before me, I think. But then I just got a reply. And I was like, "It's happening." And then it happened. And then I met you guys.
I'm pretty sure you were the first one, or maybe some other people said, "Oh, I would like to listen to one," but nobody besides you had said they wanted to join. You were the first one.
Anyway, I saw other comments and I was just thrilled. I was thrilled.
Maybe I should also tell the story again why I did that post, why I made that post. I actually started watching the show on the 10th. I didn't finish it that day. I think I watched a few episodes of 11th, but I'm not sure. And I really, really love listening to podcasts about shows. And I was just like, yeah, but there's not gonna be one yet. It's too early. And then I was just like, I'm gonna ask Tumblr. Maybe there is one. And then I actually added the part about maybe starting one myself. And I was like, yeah, that's not, nobody's gonna see this. Nobody ever sees my post. This is gonna get two likes and maybe three, who knows? And that's gonna be it. And yeah, then suddenly people started liking it and people said, yeah, I would love a podcast about that. And then Layla answered she would like to join. And then Angie and Essie said it as well. A few people said they wanted to be guests. I think one other person said they wanted to join, but at that point we were four people and we said maybe five would be a bit too much. And yeah, I was really impressed. I did not expect that anybody would answer. I did this post and I was like, yeah, but I'm not going to start a podcast. That's not going to happen. And then it happened. And now it's been a year and it's crazy.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I think I was the last one to comment because I remember remember I saw a lot of other comments. I was like, dang, it's probably all filled out. But you know what? I'm still going to say that I would love to join. And I got a call back. You know how great that was?
Callback yeah. Sounds really funny.
Well, we all got callbacks.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I think I saw it. So I watched the show like a couple of days after because I saw like edits about it on Instagram and I kept seeing them and I'm like, I'm going to check it out. It looks awesome. So then I saw the post and I didn't, yeah, like you said, I thought that everybody else like had already been chosen. So I was like, oh, I wanted to be in a part of the podcast for a while. So I said, yes, sir, why not? And then you actually, I got a call back. I like that term. I got a call back and I was so excited. And then there was a moment of panic because you were like, okay, now we're doing a podcast. And I was like, I have never done a podcast before. I don't know anything about it. So then I was like, oh, wait, I actually have to. Like, I was excited, but I was also freaking out, kind of. But it ended up working out well because we had somebody who knows technology. Because as we've learned, I also don't know a lot about that. But yeah, it was like, it worked out really well. And so I was really excited when we started doing it. And there was a ton of fun, like, right away. So.
Yeah, I mean, I technically started the whole thing and I had no idea how to do a podcast either. I just listened to a bunch of them. And then when Layla first agreed to do it, I started researching a bit and was like, okay, how are we going to do this? Is this even something we can actually do without having to pay stuff and things? And yeah, then eventually we figured it out.
Like how we just all joined and then we had an oh shit moment. Like, what next? Like, okay, what next? I was literally like
oh crap, now we actually have to socialize with people and talk to people.
I was like,
people will listen to us. That's real.
I was gonna figure it out. Good thing I didn't have to.
Oh, and during our first two, like at least our first episode, I think the second episode as well, when we recorded, that was while I wasn't even at home, while I was staying with friends because of a wedding. And like I did the podcast in the middle of a bunch of wedding preparations, and the whole week was so stressful and so full with stuff. And somehow we still managed, like I still managed to start a podcast, and I'm not sure how I did that.
Yeah, that first episode, because I went back and edited, right? Like what's now there, it's like an edited version, because the first time there was a lot of like silence because obviously we were just getting to know each other, so it was just weird. But yeah, so I edited it. Now it sounds better. I don't think it's bad. It's not, but you know, it was just those moments where we're like, yeah, we're still getting to know each other clearly.
Always like the bad thing about first episodes, most people will start listening to a podcast on the first episode, but usually the first episode is the worst because it's the first episode and they don't know each other well, maybe they don't have worked with the equipment yet and all that stuff. So mostly the first few episodes are the worst episode of a podcast, but they're also the first episodes people hear and are the reason they decide to stick with it or not.
Well, I'm glad people stuck through our awkward silences.
Honestly, yeah, that's true. I was just not great at editing. Like now I can like level up. Like I know how to, like if one of us is talking too loud or something, to like kind of level up or volumes and stuff like that. So I learned a lot of things since that first episode. So yeah.
And also we don't record with Anchor anymore, that randomly just put our talking, our voices above each other, like on top of each other. I remember one episode where it was really bad and where it was sometimes that one of us answered a question that Layla had asked, but the audio when Layla asked it came after we answered it. It was just a mess.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
we
I think
scrap episodes.
Yeah, the Zoom just works so much better in general for like all of it. It is so much better doing it like this. So it was a bit chaotic at the beginning.
Yeah, and now we have better equipment, microphones. We don't use our phones anymore. At the beginning we used our phones to record and it's just improved the sound quality.
Yeah, for sure.
We figured it out. It's a learning curve. None of us ever did a podcast before, so I think we did pretty well. And someday when season 2 comes out and we are covering season 2 and some people will start listening to our podcast on our season 2 coverage because they find it because of that, they will get good sounding episodes as their first episodes. And when they go back to the first season, then they might not be, they might stick around even though the first episodes are not that great.
Yeah, honestly, shout out to anyone who's been with us since the beginning. Because I feel like, you know, the first episode wasn't the best. It was just like the only kind of thing that we had. So like just shout out to anyone who kind of like stuck by us and who's been like leaving reviews and stuff and any guests that we have had, because that has helped a lot.
Definitely, yeah. It's really, really great to see like the numbers go up when we post an episode. It's just really, sometimes really hard to imagine that these are actual people that listen. like real people that sit somewhere and listen to our voices. It's strange, but really cool.
Yeah. Okay. Off the top of your head, what would you say like is has been like your favorite episode to record so far? Or like the few episodes that come to mind?
I think all the ones we were ranking, I'm not sure if it was like songs or episodes, but those were so much fun and they also caused so much chaos when we found out like which songs we all like and everything. I feel like that's the one that's sticking in my head right now, the songs one.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too, especially because those were also the episodes where we had guests, which was just really, really fun and amazing, like made for really, yeah, interesting conversation. That was, the ranking episodes were definitely great. So if anybody has any idea what else we can rank, please tell us because we love ranking episodes.
I think ranking the characters was fun because defending questionable characters was... I remember ranking Caleb too low. I would change that now. He would be top three. My morals have changed in this year, so we should do a revisit. I will change that up.
Well, when we get to season two, then we're going to re-rank everything, like songs, episodes, characters, after season two is finished. So that's going to, we can redo a lot of stuff then.
I like how you're doing the power of manifestation and keep repeating, like, when we get season two, you know? Like that.
We're not
giving up. Exactly. I think I do. Yeah, the ranking episodes are definitely fun. I think the PowerPoint episode is also really fun. It was just really fun to do that and like show you like the fact that we had a video for that that followers could listen to if they wanted. That's also like I don't know, it's just something different that I really enjoy doing. Even though I was so sick when that happened, I was like, oh my god, I'll try my best, but this is gonna come out terribly because I'm so sick. I don't want to do this. But yeah, it was still fun.
I agree, that was a great episode. I think I also really like our crossover episodes, even though they're not the most popular, like from our listener numbers, but they're just really fun to just imagine how shows that really do not go together would go together. And that's like the Lucifer one, it was so crazy.
I remember. They are so fun just trying to find connections. I want to do the Kenny Ortega cinematic universe. Those connections were kind of left field, but they were fun too.
Honestly, yeah, I don't know how we've managed to make as many episodes as we have, but we've had fun clearly because we keep like thinking of weird scenarios and we're like, let's do an episode about that. This is gonna stop us, it's our podcast.
I think we're going insane. I think that's what's happening slowly, because also like here's the thing, thinking about it, it's like a ghost show, right? So keeping that in mind, in my head, anything's possible. It's like all the crossover episodes, it's a ghost show, they could be possible, we don't know that.
I think this is our 40th episode, and we've managed to make 40 episodes about a show that had 9 episodes, which were all shorter than 25 minutes. That's insane.
But that's 40 episodes out of 52 episodes, 52 weeks in a year. Isn't it 52 or 54 weeks? 52. So we're 12 off.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, if we didn't take off because of school and work, we would have made the whole year. But 40 out of 52, that's pretty great.
That's insane.
I think it's really cool that we're having the 40th episode on our 1 year anniversary. That's like really, really good timing on our part. That was definitely planned. That is not a coincidence. We definitely planned that, I promise.
Everything we do on this podcast is planned.
Way ahead of time, like months in advance, we plan ahead.
The plan that we actually know when season two is coming out. That's how planned we are.
Yeah, we're keeping it
familiar. Already recorded all the episodes for season two.
Mm-hmm.
And we've definitely never decided what we're going to talk about the day before the episode, before we record it, or on the day we record it. Never, never happened. Mm-mm.
That's unprofessional. We don't do unprofessional.
Very professional from the very beginning.
I feel weirdly like as we've gone on, even though the tech has gotten better, like, yeah, the way we've decided the episodes has gotten more chaotic.
Literally, we used to literally end the recording and then talk about next week. Now we just feel like the 2 days before, 1 day before. So what are we talking about?
Yeah, I think it's mostly because it's just getting harder and harder to actually come up with Julia the Phantom's related things we can talk about. But yeah, we're still managing somehow, so that's good.
So we're just going to talk right now. We're just going to talk about the episodes that we missed and just reflect on not being present during the other episodes, right?
Yeah, or basically like do the thing that the others did in that episode. Like if it was an episode where we... like the Godly Parents episode. I think everyone was there for the Godly Parents episode, but then like the person who missed it would say what they would say were the Godly Parents for the characters.
Yeah, I forgot the unsaid Emily episode that I wasn't there. And That episode is so good. It is so good. Yeah, so I was not here for episode 8, which made me really sad, because that's the episode that I really started liking Luke, because we all know he had like a backstory and we were leading up to it, but at the beginning he was just like, obviously from the way the show was set up, he's the main boy. But when I was first watching, I was questioning it, like, why him? What is so special about Luke and him running away, his connection to music, and then this whole episode with his backstory with his mom and how much music means to him, and his music means so much to him that he actually left his house to follow his dreams. And while following his dreams, he broke up his relationship with his family as a 17-year-old boy, and how the song literally expresses how him and his mom were both too stubborn to apologize to each other and meet each other halfway. So I was like, there's a lot of mature emotions going around in his little brain. It was really good. And I can't think what I had to say. I had it written down, but I can't find it. But it's like one of those most popular songs of the whole series. It's like, that is probably, with The Edge of Great being one of the most popular songs of the show when it was first released. And I could see why, because people love emotional songs, but this emotional song was such a big, it was a huge plot line, a huge plot point of the story. And I was like, wow, it really carried it. And it came towards the end. So I was like, that was a good tie-in for his family, but it was also like, it left an open space for next time, because obviously his parents are going to recognize him if they stumble across his video on YouTube or something. So it's going to like, I don't know, it just left leeway for more possibilities of reuniting with his family. And I really liked that part, because Luke was teetering around the edge for me. I really didn't like him that much. But when Unsaid Emily came around, I was like, yeah, he's a solid character. He has a lot going for him. And then it's a pro, because Luke has a lot going for him. And it's a con in which Reggie and Alex started to fall flat for me, because you have Luke and he has his song and he has his family and he has his this. And then the other boys are like, okay, Alex has Willie, but that's like a mini subplot. And Willie works for the main villain and Reggie's just existing as their bass player. So I was like, it's good because Luke has something. It's bad because the other boys have nothing in comparison to Luke. So I hope in season 2 they up it up and they're all on the same level of having a storyline as big as Luke's. That's all I have to say.
I 100%, I just want to comment on that. I 100% agree with what you were saying, because that was a very good storyline for Luke and I loved it. But also, yeah, it did kind of feel like, I remember afterward people were like, okay, well, let's get backstories for Alex and Reggie now. Because all three of them were I feel like in that scene when they were on the beach and talking about how they didn't really leave anything behind, all three of those were kind of introduced, but only Luke's was really like covered, I guess, fully. And so I feel like, yeah, that was definitely something that people were like, let's bring in backstories for everyone. Also, I was going to say, one of the reasons I feel like that Unsaid Emily became so popular was not only because of the song itself, which is really good, but the storytelling in like the entire thing is so good. Like the way that they show like what happened with his mom, and like all the words start to make sense, and you're like, oh. And then that final moment for like the science come and they stand up, that's just very good storytelling. And I love the way that they kind of presented that entire situation.
I think it's also the fact that that's just not something you expect from a show like Julie and the Phantoms. I mean, from the trailers and from the first episode, this was definitely, would have never expected an episode or a song like Unsaid Emily. Obviously, once we get little bit further into the show and start learning more about Luke, it becomes more clear that that would be something that could happen. But just amazing how they managed to put that into a kid's show, such a heavy and important subject, and so emotional. It's really amazing, and without making it like not fit in, it just it blends in perfectly. It doesn't feel too heavy or too difficult for the target audience technically, so it's really amazing.
Yeah, I agree. However long the song is, like 3 minutes and a little bit more, I think, it was just like, it gets you. Like, obviously I cried the first time I saw that and like heard it. I was like, oh my God. But like, going back to what you both were saying about like how this, like, it kind of highlighted how Reggie and Alex's character are like, weren't fleshed out more. I mean, I'm assuming that's like what season 2 is for. Like, I don't know. Like, he's like, making him more of a character to Luke, I feel like it's just mostly because of his relevance to Julie, who is the main character. And so, like, from a narrative standpoint, like, I get that. So I mean, you know, just pointing that out, that probably season two will deliver, I guess, just positive thinking, will deliver backstories for Alex and Reggie, especially Reggie, because I feel like out of all the three of them, he's the one that we know the least, right? So, yeah. Hoping season two will give us that for sure.
Yeah, agreed. And also, like, Reggie was the first one who even brought up his family. So I feel like we have to see something about them at some point.
So one thing that I'm thinking is, like, I know, like, Netflix, even before it renews, like, it kind of forces them to write a season two, even though they don't tell them. So, like, I'm pretty sure season two is written. And I'm like, why aren't you doing anything about it? Because I feel like it's just basic standard. I think somebody, like the writer for Shadow and Bone or something, was saying that. Because they were like, season two is like, we already have it. And it's like, yeah, but they make us write it. Like, that doesn't guarantee us that we have a season two. They just make us write a season two as well, as if it was. So I'm like, so I'm pretty sure they have a lot of it, like, written, if not all of it. And I'm like, why is Netflix doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's part of this contract.
Yeah, so I'm like, you have season two. Why aren't you making it?
Yeah, and I mean, I think Kenny said at the very beginning, shortly after the first season came out, that they were already planning for further seasons and, like, working on song choices and stuff like that. So pretty sure they have an idea for what's coming next, or have scripts that might still get edited, but they really just have to film it.
I just want to know why they aren't, if they have everything. Like, what's going on? You know what I think about every time I press record? Ryan and Sharpay, like, going like this right before they perform for what I've been looking for. Yeah, that exactly. Like, it's like the curtain is right there and we're about to perform, you know? And that came to my mind right now.
Let's put our podcast faces on.
Can you take a cinematic universe? There you go.
Exactly. We belong into this Kenny Ortega's cinematic universe, kind of, like, tangentially, a little bit.
I'm pretty sure we fit in there somewhere.
Yeah. I still like the idea of us being, like, podcast ghosts. I think I brought up in one episode. Like, I just think that'd be cool, you know? Season two, maybe.
Exactly. We're just hanging out in the Hollywood Girls Club and podcasting about everything that goes on. That's awesome. I also still really love that.
Just give us 3 minutes. We can talk about whatever we want for 3 minutes.
We haven't talked about that idea in so long.
We're bringing back everything for the anniversary episode.
This is really going to be like
the point of an anniversary remembrance episode.
It is. Just think of anything that happened and we'll just bring it up again. It's just watching back episode 8. It's just our format was so weird. We'd watch an episode. We'd talk about it. Like, we had a linear timeline to follow. It's just how, after we ran out of episodes to talk about, how we would just fell into the deep end. And now we're like, wow, just let's think of ideas real quick.
And I mean, remember how incredibly chaotic the first episode after we ran out of Julia the Phantom's episode was? It was just like, we called it trial and error, and it was very, very typical. It was just crazy.
Who remembers the 10th episode? Who remembers the 10th episode?
That's why this is number 38, like, what shows up, but it's actually a 30th episode because of that.
Yeah, because we had 9.5 and 9.5.2.
Yeah, we dragged it on. 9 is such a weird number to end things. They should have made 10. I'm still on that.
Yeah, we've been saying that the whole time.
For a year now, we've been saying
that. Yeah, I forgot that there were 9, and I was like, oh yeah, there's 10 episodes. And then I was watching the show for, like, this, to record this one, and I was so confused. I'm like, there's 9? And also, can we talk about, at the end, I kept forgetting just how long, like, the final end credits were. I forgot, and I was, like, watching it, and I'm like, why were they so long, you know?
I remember watching it, and every time I, like, you know how you can see what's ahead, and you're like, oh, I still have, like, 7 minutes left. I was like, okay, great. And no, I only had, like, 2 minutes left, because 5 minutes of those were credits. And I was like, why would you lie to me like that? You shouldn't count those.
I don't know how often when I rewatched the show, I would, like, check how much of the episode is left and be like, oh, it's still 10 minutes. Isn't that, like, the second to last scene? What am I forgetting? I'm sorry. And then just like, oh right, it's the credits. I forgot.
The credits. That's why we have trust issues. That's how we should have known.
We should have known we would wait for season two for so long after those credits.
I'm like, just give me an opening theme instead. Why are we doing this?
Guys, what if we're still in the end credits right now after the show is over? That's why it's taking so long.
Where are the end credits scene?
Wait, if we had an end credit, does that mean we have to stop podcasting before we get season two?
Oh, dang.
No,
it does not. We're just going to be the end credits for season two as well.
Yes, we are.
Why can't we skip this end credits? I just want to go to season two.
Yes, please, let us just skip it. We can, like, Netflix lets you skip so much. We can just skip end credits, please. Okay, who wants to talk about an episode they missed next?
I guess I can, but mine is like the playlist episode, so I have like 20 songs to go through. How are we doing? Like, can we switch it up with some? Like, can one of you want to talk? Like, I can do five, and then, like, I don't know what episode you're doing. That's what I was asking to see if we can maybe talk.
I have the Big Time Rush crossover episode. I have a few ideas I wanted to talk about.
I have the background character one.
Okay. And I have the mythical creatures one.
All right, so I guess I'll just go for it. Are you ready for a 20 song playlist? No breaks. Also, this kind of like, we're going to talk about look a lot more based on this playlist also. So this is the look episode.
But yeah, by the way, I also really liked the playlist episode. That was also a lot of fun doing that.
No, that's why I was so bummed I missed it. I was like, I love this episode. Like, I love this idea and I get to miss it. So this is my revenge. Okay. All right. So, I shared already, like, when that episode came out, the playlist I made, and it's just look basically like all like look based, I suppose. So I started with my first song is Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy, just because, you know, it just, Fall Out Boy is a band that I feel like Luke would like a lot. I also included it in one of my picks, and I just feel like it fits. Like, I could see Sunset Curve like covering this song. So yeah, I started with that one. The second one is No Limits by Royal Deluxe. And I just think that a lot of these songs, like there's a lot of lyrics that I think will resonate with Luke, and that's why I picked them. So some lyrics from this song that I think kind of match up to what he's feeling is like, how long can I lie around waiting for it? Sometimes you gotta walk out the door, which is like kind of like, and am I chasing down dreams or running away? I feel like those kind of lyrics kind of make you, like, I don't know, I feel like it would make him think. And then I my other song is like Bohemian Rhapsody Queen, which is just a classic rock song that obviously Luke is definitely a fan of. My next one is Legendary by Washley Arms, just because the first time, it literally says we're going to be legends. So I was like, I cannot include this. They literally say like that twice, well, on the flashback, but still. So yeah, it's basically that, my reasoning for that. Then I included Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons, again, because of lyrics. I don't think at some point, like, I don't think Luke would do like Whatever It Takes, but he's like, it talks about like his ambition, you know, to getting what he wants. I don't believe he's like, it's just Whatever It Takes, because I don't think so. I think he obviously has limits, but yeah.
But yeah, he's definitely willing to do a lot for what.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't say whatever, but yes, he is. Yeah, he can definitely do a lot to achieve whatever he wants. So again, lyrics wise, I think this next verse is the lyrics that I think he would identify with the most, which is looking at my years like a martyrdom. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough. I'm the prodigal son. I was born to run. I was born for this. Just because, you know, there's a lot of like, because he ran away, I feel like he would identify with a lot of these lyrics. All right. The next one is Say Amen, Saturday Night by Panic at the Disco. Again, another band that Luke would definitely love. And like, I don't know, this song in particular sounds very like Sunset Curve as well. So I think, yeah, he would definitely add it to his own playlist if he was making this playlist. And then like from these lyrics that I think resonate with him is, if I had one more day to wish, if I had one more day to be better than I could have ever been. Like, I feel like that's pretty obvious. Again, I went with a lot of lyric choices for this playlist. Then I added Help by the Beatles, but just because, I don't know, I just feel like Luke's not one to ask for help. So this song would kind of like fit in with that. Just because, you know, he's not technically asking for help, but he, you know, he's like, if he could, he probably would. The next one I added was Shots by Imagine Dragons, which I don't know. I mean, he was a teenager. And it's like, I feel like it's just a lot about like angst. And I feel like for how confident he is about music and, you know, a lot of other things, and just he's like seems very confident in general, I think he's definitely insecure in other aspects. So I imagine this song will kind of like, he would identify with this song because of that, you know, especially how like he felt after like he ran away from home. Because it's like the song, like some of the lyrics from the song is like, I'm gonna mess this up, this is just my luck, over and over and over again. And like the chorus of the song is also like, I'm sorry for everything I've done. From the second that I was born, it seems I had a loaded gun, and then I shot a hole through everything I loved. So I feel like it would kind of be a reflection on a little bit of what he was feeling when he left home. My next song is Fire Alarm by Castle Comer. Just another like song that gives me a lot of Sunset Curve vibes. And the lyrics that stand out from these is, we're too young to make it out, let's give them something to talk about. The next one is Far Too Young to Die by Panic at the Disco. And literally, I just picked it because of the name. Like, can it be more fitting? My next one is Silhouettes by Of Monsters and Men. It's, I don't know. Again, it's like some of the lyrics kind of describe that feeling of like, I guess, because he died young, you know, there was like a lot of regrets. Obviously, we know that from like Unsaid Emily and stuff like that. So some of the lyrics from that song is hard letting go. I'm finally at peace, but it feels wrong. And there's nothing that I take back, but it's hard to say there's nothing I regret. Because when I sing, you shout. I don't know. Because when I sing, you shout kind of reminded me of like, obviously his mother didn't like him like being in a band. And I don't know. The next song is Thief by Imagine Dragons. As you can tell at this point, I really like Imagine Dragons. So there's a lot of songs from them on this playlist. But anyway, some lyrics from this song is... again, you know, it talks, for these lyrics, I guess I picked this song. If I could live 1,000 times, if I could make 1,000 tries, maybe then I'd get it right. And again, just playing on that, like the fact that he's, you know, he has regrets, and the fact that because he died so young, he couldn't like fix them. The next song is Spirits by the Strombellas. I don't know. Again, it also sounds like, you know, the kind of music he would like. Some of the lyrics from this song, I'll be a dreamer till the day I die, and they say, oh, how the good die young. There's a lot of dying young in my lyrics. Sorry, guys. I had to pick them. As soon as I heard the lyrics, I'm like, well, I'm including this in the playlist. I spend a lot of nights on the run, and I think, oh, like I'm lost and can't be found. I'm just waiting for my day to come. And I think I don't want to let you down. My next song is Youngblood by 5 Seconds of Summer. Again, another band that I feel like Luke would definitely vibe with. And this song in particular, ever since I heard it, I was like, well, ever since I watched, because this I heard the song before I watched Julian the Phantoms. But I was like, yeah, that's a song that like they would cover and they would like a Sunset Curve. So, and he would, like, I feel like Luke would definitely be a fan of their music. And this song in particular, I can see like Sunset Curve doing a cover of. They'll definitely get a kick out of singing. Like, I feel like if they do a cover like as Ghost, but they'll definitely get a kick out of singing I'm Just a Dead Man Walking Tonight.
Yeah, they're gonna love that. That's gonna exactly. Like a rehearsal that's gonna make for a lot of annoying giggles. Like, somebody's gonna get annoyed because every time they sing that, somebody's gonna laugh and interrupt the rehearsal.
Exactly. So yeah, all right. Then the next song I picked was Sanctuary by Wesley Arms. And well, this song, you know, talks about like a sanctuary, and I feel like I related it in a way that it relates to the studio as being a sanctuary and like music being a sanctuary for Luke, for Julie, for the boys. So, you know, they feel safe there. So yeah, but this made me think that they were also saved in the studio. So it is kind of their sanctuary. And so I have a question. Do we think that's part of why Julie could save them? Like, if they were in another location, could like the same magic happen, or is the studio part of it? I don't know. What do you guys think?
I definitely think the location is part of it. I feel like if it wasn't, then it wouldn't be the same one, you know? But like the fact that they chose to have the location be the exact same one, and like we know in the original, that's like the location was part of it. So like, I feel like the fact that they chose to have the location be the same one that the boys were in as well, I do think that's connected.
Yeah, I agree. I like that idea that the studio also has something to do with it. Maybe that also explains why it took so long for them to come back, because maybe like the CD had to be played in the studio and nobody did that before. People played the CD before, but nobody played it in the studio.
wow, look at us solving mysteries. Yeah, exactly. This, you know, like I was like spiraling. I was like, wait. And then I thought of that and I figured I'd ask. But yeah, those are good points. All right, I'll continue. My next song is Work Zone by, who is it? I don't know how to say.
Hozier.
Yeah, okay. I never know because I feel like people, like I've heard people pronounce it different ways. So I'm always like, how do you pronounce that? But yeah, thank you. And again, I just, it fits. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold, dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. Like, I don't know, you know, it fits. Obviously about like Luke and like his feelings for Julie in this case. My next song is Impossible by Nothing But Thieves. And, you know, the song talks about like someone thinking that love like might not be possible. And obviously for Luke, I don't think like love or and dating was never like very high on his like list of priorities. So, you know, finding Julie kind of show him that, you know, it was not impossible, I guess, to fall in love. So I don't know. I decided for that. And my next song is Superposition by Young the Giant. Again, a sort of a, I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't call it love song, but kind of, I guess. He definitely would think of Julie when listening to this. Also, these lyrics, why don't we rely on chemistry? Why don't we collide the spaces that divide us? I think they kind of mirror some of the Perfect Harmony lyrics too. So I don't know. I thought that was cool. So I added that. My next song is Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. This is kind of like, I think of it as like a friendship song. So, you know, thinking that no matter what, as long as he has like the guys and Julie by his side, things will be fine. That's why I added, it says, I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. So yeah, he obviously loves the guys and Julie. So the next song is Unspoken by Wesley Arms. And I mean, the song talks, you know, about love being unspoken. And that I think that fits well for Luke and Julie. Some of the lyrics that I think kind of relate is like, you try to play it off, but your eyes roll. I know I said things that I didn't mean. We've never been good at apologies. And then my last song is The River by Imagine Dragons. I don't know why. I just feel like Luke would like it. I thought of a reason, but I forgot. Like I had like a more thought out reason and then I forgot. Oh, well, okay. So the song is, because the song is talks about like someone being selfish and like Julie calls him selfish, but we know he's not, but I think he like, there are times that he thinks he is. So that's why I think he would like this song. But that's it. That's my playlist. And like, this is me just explaining my reasoning why I chose the songs I did.
I love that. All of those bands that you mentioned, I like was obsessed with like 2 years ago. So like, I love all the Imagine Dragons. And I do feel like, yeah, I can see not only do their songs fit Luke, but I can also see him like jamming out to them once like Julie introduces the guys to newer music. So.
Yeah. Like I said, like that was kind of my thinking. I don't know. I just kept looking like through my songs when I was making the playlist for that and for that episode. And I was like, well, I guess we're doing Luke because I feel like he's the one who would like a lot of these songs the most. So, yeah.
For listeners who might not have listened to the playlist episode, it was episode 24. We got to music. So in case you want to go back and listen to our the rest of our playlist. Also, it's like we have that on Spotify. Like you can find links to that on Spotify to the playlist because we've made playlists for all of us on Spotify.
Okay, I guess I can go next. I had the background character one. I was so happy when I was listening to the episode and then you guys chose the lights guy because he was one of my top 12 since I'm like, yes, I can do him. So I decided to do the lights guy. I actually looked him up. So he is like credited as like AV student, but he has he has an actor name who, hold up, I forgot to write it down. Okay, Jaron Melanson. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correct. He's like credited with Julie and the Phantoms and also known for Good Boys and Spiral. And I thought that was cool that they had like the actor credited as well. Because he does have one line where, so after like he finds out that like the, that after the guys disappear, he goes up next to Judy and he's like, hey, where'd the rest of the band go? And I forgot that he spoke. And so I thought that was cool. And then I wanted to see if he was in any other episodes and I couldn't find him in any other ones, but I like to believe that he was. But yeah, so I started off by giving him a name. I was thinking of Teen Wolf because there's a movie coming out. So I was like, I'm gonna give him a Teen Wolf name. So I decided on Derek for his name. And then I said, okay, I guess I'm just gonna leave my notes like in the order that I wrote them. But they're kind of out of place time-wise, but yeah. I said that he's a senior. I feel like he gave me senior vibes, you know, like one of those chill ones that kind of like, you know, he's like a nice one. He's in charge of lights, but he's also like in charge of the like in crew and tech. He's like one of the main people working there. And yeah, I feel like he was trying to do it like as help out as many people in disaster can before college. Because he does like helping people and is very thankful to the school. So that's why he was very kind of just like he already knows he already got into college, but he wants to like help out the performances. So then I got kind of sad with him and with his backstory. So I thought that he like didn't basically his family moved to like the new state. So he was new in freshman year, which like a lot of people are, but he didn't know anybody from middle school. And so he kind of like didn't have any activities that he was a part of any friends. And so he was kind of very sad about that. But then the teachers were like, you should try to join. There were open positions and like crew. Like you should try it out. And he had never actually done it before, but he decided to try it out and he fell in love with it, especially with lights. So even though it was kind of a dark time for a while, like he found his family through that. And so, like, after freshman year, things got better for him. And I said that when he saw Julie, like, performing, and he checked and he saw that she wasn't on the list, but he also always, because of, like, him getting that opportunity, he always supports other people, like, performing or getting the chance to, like, share their art and just try things out. So he helped with the performance, and he really loved it. And I said that he was confused at the end about the boys being gone because he loved the performance so much. And when he found out that they were holograms, he was like, oh, this is interesting. And it connects to lights. So then he like got interested in holograms. And he like went home and he like researched them. And then I like to imagine that like he went to all the other Julian the Phantom performances. And I was also thinking like maybe he did like a project on it for something. And Julie like came to see it later on and he's like, thanks so much for like introducing me, the idea of holograms. And she's like, thank you for turning the lights up, making it a good performance. But and I thought that was kind of sweet how like he just really like that he like continued going to all the Julian Fanos performances and just supporting that. And I said that yeah, he also like didn't really mind turning the lights up, even though she wasn't on the list, because he was like on good terms with all the teachers and everything, and he kind of is like he was like in a good place, so he didn't really care if she wasn't on the list. He just wanted to give her a chance to do it. And finally, I said that I wasn't sure. I was trying to think of like what major he would go into, and I don't know enough about, I guess, like crew and like tech and everything, but something related to like being able to do like that kind of technology later on for like actual bands and performances, like more in like the wide space. I can see him doing that, and maybe when Julian the Phantom becomes super popular or whatever, like one day when they're performing, she like meets him backstage. She's like, hey, I remember you. And he's like, yeah, like I saw your first performance. So I feel like that'd be sweet. So yeah, that's the backstory.
That's awesome. I also love the idea that he's trying to figure out how Julie did that with the holograms, and like it's probably really frustrated because he can't figure out how she does it that well.
Yeah, I just feel like he'd be very interested in the hologram thing. He's like, oh, how is that connected to lights and everything? And he'll like go up to Julie like, hey, can I ask you about the holograms? And she'd be like, yeah, let me get back to you and answer it. Then like Julie would have to look up hologram stuff.
Julie
like,
would send Flynn.
100% she would send Flynn. Flynn would just talk his ear off for so long that he just stops listening and just is like, okay, she explained stuff to me, but I forgot what.
He'll 100% like, oh, she knows what she's talking about, but I can't let her know that I don't understand what she's talking about. So I'll just go like, and then go home and like, and just type up.
Yeah, and I feel like Julie won't ever, I feel like unless the news gets revealed to the world, she won't ever tell them that they're ghosts, because she would just feel bad. Like, she wouldn't want to let him down. That the first performance wasn't actually holograms. So she's like, yeah, those were holograms. He's like, okay, good. I got attached to this character now. But I just feel like, you know, he gives me one of those vibes of like, when the like, he's just really chill, you know, he wants people to be able to perform, so.
Yeah, I love that.
That was the last episode, but just to say it again, that was episode 37, Julie and the background characters, just to, you know, that we have it set somewhere so people can find the other episodes. Yeah, and I also, like, when I did my background characters, I also got weirdly attached to them. It was just like, okay, now I'm invested in someone's life who was on screen for, like, 5 seconds.
Exactly, that's why I made that love story, because it happened.
Okay, then let me go find my mythical creatures stuff. Okay, so I had, for Julie, I choose Valkyrie, because I mean, she basically literally does that for the guys, like she welcomes them in the afterlife and just like also like and guides them in a way. Like she also has no clue what's happening, but it's still she feels like she kind of takes the Valkyrie role on for them. And also I'm a bit of a Norse mythology geek or Viking geek, which might be the case because I grew up close to a really big Viking trade hub here, and you know, I study that. It's like literally something I'm doing, so yeah, bit of a geek with that on that concern. For Luke, I have a fairy, but like the old kind, not like the glittery part with the wings, but more of an old one, more of the music and madness and dreams and despair vibes, like more of the old folk that you can find in the forest, and that is fascinating but also a bit scary and mysterious, likes to party, like, you know, music wise. So I don't know, Raven kind of helped me with that one. For Alex, I have a Cassia, which I might be pronouncing completely wrong, and I didn't know what that was either, but it is a Scandinavian wind spirit, and I had a lot of trouble finding something for Alex, and then I kind of had the idea for a wind spirit, but then I thought about the Greek wind spirit, which is Venti, but those are kind of evil-ish, like not really, but they're more destructive. And yeah, the Cassia didn't seem to have that. And I just thought about that because wind can be like a calming influence in some cases, which kind of fits Alex, but it can also be exciting and fast and yeah, more intense. And even sometimes I think has a bit of an anxious energy to it because it's so changeable. And yeah, I don't know. For some reason, at some point, my brain just said Alex and Wynn fits together. So that's why I had that. For Reggie, I had Brownie, which I think one of you brought up as well, because like he likes pranks and helping, and he would love it if somebody left food out for him. I actually first thought about a Klabautermann, which is like a German spirit, which is mostly tied to ships. But yeah, it's a similar aspect as brownies or kobolds or something. And then for Willy, I also had werewolf. One of you also said werewolf because, you know, I couldn't really not do werewolf because it's boo-boo and all of that. And yeah, I don't know. It just, to be honest, like if you really think about it, it doesn't fit Willy's character that well. On the other hand, like he can be a bit of a puppy who's excited and just is, yeah, I don't know. And also like the kind of a bit with where he technically works for the wrong side with Caleb, so that kind of works. And for Flynn, I can't pronounce this, Eudaimons, I'm not sure, I forgot what that actually, like I don't know where I got that from, but it's like a guardian spirit that protects and gives advice, and I feel like she does that for Julie. And yeah, I also had a hard time finding something for Flynn. Then I thought about Carrie, and I just honestly, I was completely at a loss. I thought about Succubus a bit, like moving away from the sex part, but I don't know, it kind of worked. Then I also thought about Siren, but on the other hand, I'm not sure if that really works. And like you brought up, and also Raven brought up, that Siren works way better for Caleb. So yeah. And then I also had Nymph, which I forgot why I wrote that down, but yeah. So I'm honestly not sure about Carrie. For Nick, I also had Raven's help because I couldn't think of anything. And we went with Shade, which is a bit like a ghost, but not really, because also like ghost doesn't work for the show as a mythical creature because they already exist. Like a shade is more like an echo of a person, like the a bit left over. And you know, it's also on the topic of Nick bashing, it's kind of because he's not that memorable, kind of. And yeah, going with the Nick bashing.
But like the irony though of making Nick a ghost though, just because it's a ghost show.
Even if he was a ghost, he still wouldn't make it into Julian the Phantoms. He wouldn't make the cut. To me, no thank you. We already have what we need. We already have what we need. He doesn't bring anything special to the table.
He wouldn't get the callback.
No, he wouldn't.
would Caleb let him into the Hollywood Ghost Club if Nick was a ghost?
I mean,
I feel like after he possessed him, he kind of has to, but...
I mean, he can play the guitar, but we already have two of those. So we
really
don't need three.
Okay, then I have for Caleb, at first I had vampire because, you know, he already has the fashion and the dramatic flair down. But I also really like Siren for Caleb because that's actually describes what he does in the show really, really well. So a vampiric siren vampire, they're vampires who like compel people, so that it kind of works. I don't know. Then for Carlos, I had Pixie, which is kind of similar to Brownie. It's like kind of a bit of like a mix of Brownie and like a fairy, and just, you know, also the whole pranking and fun and getting up to shenanigans kind of thing that really fits Carlos. For Bobby or Trevor, I think I actually have to Google what that is, because I forgot. It's a Koabalos goblin, and like they're thieves and tricksters, so you know, the whole stealing the music kind of worked. And then I have Muse for Rose, because I also couldn't really come up with much, and that just works. At first I thought Muse for Julie, but then I went with Valkyrie, and I could not come up with anything for Ray. I'm really sorry. Yeah, I thought about it, but I couldn't come up with anything that fit. But yeah, I had a lot of fun Googling all the mythical creatures. Like, I literally spent a lot of time just scrolling to lists of mythical creatures, trying to figure out something that fit, because it was like the phenomenon where you think, okay, I know a lot of mythical creatures. Obviously, I like mythology and stuff. I'm going to figure this out. And then I looked at my list of people that I wanted to find creatures for, and suddenly I couldn't think of any creatures ever. Suddenly, the only things I could think of were vampire, ghost, and werewolf, basically.
That took me, like, for a lot of characters, it took me a long time to think of something that matches. But it was really fun looking through them.
And let me the episode for that was episode 36, On the Edge of Great, for anyone who wants to find that.
So who's next? Was it me?
Yeah, because you said you had to leave soon.
Yeah, so mine was, I don't remember the name, I don't remember the episode. It was it 23 or 25? It was a Big Time Rush one, crossover episode. So I was thinking,
it was 23, Big Time Crossover.
Big Time Crossover, episode 23. So I was thinking, we have two bands, and both of them characters have younger siblings. So let's do a younger sibling swap. Carlos joins the Knight family, and Katie joins Julie's family. So I was like, it's going to be like, obviously, Katie and Carlos probably know each other. I feel like Katie's older than him, but for the sake, they're the same age. They're like, oh, my sister's in a band. Oh, my brother's in a band. And they just bond. I'm like, you know what? And he tells her, and then they bond. They're like over the band. And it's like, oh, and she's like, oh, I live in this hotel. And Carlos is like, that's cool. Do you want to switch spots? And she's like, say less, because she knows about Julie and the Phantoms, and she wants to figure out how the holograms work, because Carlos won't tell her. So they switch spots. Katie, obviously, she's like all TV shows, the crazier younger sibling, is here to figure out why the heck she can't figure out how these holograms work, because she knows she's not stupid. And Carlos is over there just going there to prank a bunch of people because he thinks it's fun. But this is mostly about Katie trying to discover how the ghosts work. So she goes into this thing, and then Julie and Flynn try to explain it to her using fake science, but she knows that's fake science because we all know Katie's not dumb. She goes, okay, guys, these guys are just trying to keep their secrets. So she keeps correspondence with Carlos, obviously, and she knows he's keeping something from her, but he doesn't let slip that they're ghosts because he really doesn't want to throw his sister under the bus. So at this point, she's like, okay, I have to figure this out by myself. So during the night or during the day, she finds Julie talking to herself. So she's like, this girl, it's either she's crazy or there's something going on. So doing what kids do, she opens up YouTube trying to find out what's going on. One video to another tells her that they could be ghosts, and she's like, okay, it won't be the weirdest thing that ever happened to me in my life, so let's follow this plan. And while she's doing this, Reggie's being upset because Carlos left him to go hang out with another people, so he starts sulking around Katie. But while he's moping around Katie, he's giving her clues that they're ghosts, knocking things over, picking up pens, looking through things, making noises. And she's like, okay, this house is definitely haunted. So basically, by the end of it, Reggie basically rats them out without knowing to Katie that they're ghosts. And then she figures it out. She tells Carlos, and Carlos is like, oh no, you're wrong. But she's like, I know I'm right. And then she confronts Julie. Julie's a bad liar. Katie finds out. But then she doesn't tell anybody because she doesn't like exposed secrets. She just wanted to know for her own sake, so she keeps it to herself. I was thinking of like having a separate plot line for Carlos, but I was like, what is Carlos going to do with Big Time Rush? Bond with other Carlos. They're both named Carlos, so they're probably just going to hang out being Carlos and Carlos Jr. So, but I was like, mainly about Katie uncovering the secrets of the ghosts. And she does it successfully because we never doubted her from the beginning.
I like how Reggie would be the one, like, just feeling the secret.
Being sad and mopey, and then he just gave them up.
I feel like Carlos and Carlos would also, like, have a lot of fun annoying everybody by always pretending that they misunderstood which Carlos was meant. Like, always did the wrong one response.
And he would get him a mini helmet and get him a skateboard. That'd be Carlos and Carlos.
Yeah, I can see them, like, going everywhere together, and somebody's like, Carlos, and they both, like, turn it out.
That'd be so
cute. And maybe they would like that they would try to be the Carloses, since they did the Jennifer's a thing, so they're just gonna copy them.
Their own groups.
The episode is spent like trying to find a third Carlos, so there'll be three people. Yeah.
And I feel like in the end they would like find a dog named Carlos or something and make it into the dog part of the team.
They would just join the group. And then by the time they find the third Carlos, he has to go home. It was just a mini plot line.
And then Carlos is going to be the one moping around.
Yeah, the cycle repeats itself.
I love that. That was great.
I'm trying to remember what kind of things we came up with in that episode, but honestly, I can't remember.
Hey, well, I listened to it a few days ago, so I can't really remember, but I remember like, oh yeah, I'm going to listen back to it again. I have to stop doing that. I always listen to the episodes in the middle of the week, and I know we record on Sundays, and I forget half of the stuff. But honestly, it's our podcast that gets me through the workday. I got to thank us for helping me survive teaching these kids, because without it, I would probably die. It's like, wow, I miss my friends. Let me just listen
to this. Ask your kids if they've seen Julie and the Phantoms. Ask your kids if they've seen Julie and the Phantoms.
Oh, yeah, I should.
Make them watch it. It's better than Riverdale.
I'm guys,
100%.
Character
but
analysis.
Maybe don't tell them that you have a Julia Defenders podcast, because I feel like they're going to use that against you.
They're probably
even though I kind of want the listeners.
My children bully me, but I love it. I might have to dip in a minute. This was so fun. Thank you guys for 1 year. Kisses all around. Here's to another one.
Yes.
It was definitely a great year. It was a lot of fun.
It would be happening. I could just like, I don't know, deliver cupcakes to everybody's house, but I'm also not that, I'm kind of broke right now. I didn't get paid yet.
We're going to imagine a cupcake.
Imagine a cupcake with a candle. This is number one.
If we're doing this for a whole another year, that this show is not leaving you, the episodes are about to get very interesting. Because I feel like we're going to need to like dig up ideas from somewhere.
We're just going to recreate our old episodes, like pretend like we never did them.
Relaunch the podcast. We're going to relaunch it.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, like if Julia Defenders really does get canceled, which it will not, then I feel like we could maybe think about doing another show, possibly.
Yeah, we'll toss a coin. Every week we'll do a different show. What's trending on Netflix right now? I don't know.
Things I won't watch because I'm upset at Netflix. I don't watch new things. I will not watch new things. I'm sorry. Especially if they're hype up. I'm like, I don't care.
I don't care.
Did any of you watch the To Doom thing?
No. I didn't even know what it was until like yesterday.
The what?
It's like
the To Doom thing. The thing where Netflix like brought up a renewed a whole bunch of shows and like dropped trailers for a whole bunch of shows and had a lot of Netflix stars like do stuff. I didn't watch it either. I thought about watching it, but then like I didn't come home early enough from the move thing, and then I didn't want to start in the middle, and I thought maybe I'll watch it later, the whole thing. And then I saw the first Tumblr post that was like, yeah, but they didn't even mention Julie and the Phantoms, and then I was like, yeah, not gonna watch it.
I was curious about it, but I don't think I'm gonna watch it. I'm trying to be loyal to Julie and the Phantoms. I swear every single show is moving on except us, like everything. I don't know, when did they say Shadow and Bone the second season was gonna come out? But I feel like it's going to be probably right around the corner, because it's already written. They're already greenlit in every sense of the way. They just have to show up on set. And I'm like, come on, guys. Just do us a favor and just say it's coming. It could be 2023 for all I care. Just say it's coming. But I would rather it not be 2023. Let's shoot for 2022.
I mean, when the other day they announced that they renewed Young Royals, like it was like, I'm looking forward to the second season, and I'm really glad that the show got renewed, but I'm also at the same time so mad that it wasn't Julie and the Phantoms.
I've never seen it, but I know it's pretty popular because a lot of people were talking about it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Love it so much. So I'm very conflicted because every time a show gets renewed, it's most of the time the show that I have seen and I do love, but I'm also like, Judy and the Phantoms, what's happening there? So that's one thing I can relate to. But also, like, on one hand, I don't have hopes, but on the other hand, again, I mentioned Teen Wolf. They're getting a movie after like 4 years. That gave me hope. I have hope now.
Literally, and the Teen Wolf coming out. Did you guys hear about the Teen Wolf movie?
What universe are we in?
Still haven't finished the last season.
Like, as he said, what universe are we in? Which timeline did we cross in this year? Because the Teen Wolf movie, and I swear, Dylan O'Brien is not in it, and they baited us with his Jeep. I'm gonna be pissed.
I saw something about, like, he keeps liking posts on Twitter that are like memes about him. And I'm like, Dylan, just make a post. But I think he is, because they wouldn't be able, they know that they wouldn't be able to do it without him. So, like, the main cast.
The show ended. He wasn't even in the last season that much, which is, we need it.
It's my favorite show, and that gave me hope.
Well, I saw it, and I was thrilled. I was like, wow, they said that they showed us the Jeep. He has to be there.
They showed the Jeep, then yeah, Styles has to be there. The Jeep doesn't work without Styles, and Styles doesn't work without the Jeep.
Exactly. But now I'm just waiting for Judy and the, because also they keep, like, they announced, like, some other thing, I don't remember, but, like, some other stuff of, like, an old show, and I'm like, I have hope now, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but
we have hope. Paramount Plus, come through. Okay, I gotta go now. Bye.
Bye, Leila. And then there were three.
Yeah. So at some point, we're going to have another episode where it's all four of us the whole time through. Someday.
I mean, what else did we want to cover in this episode?
Do either of you have any other episodes where that you missed that you want to talk about? Because I only missed one, so I can't do that. Sorry.
No. The only, like, other ones that I had were, like, the first Pride episode, like, Julie being Julie, and I was, like, I already kind of talked about that, and then there was, like, the shipping episode, and I was, like, I'm not touching the shipping episode. I'm done with Julie and the Phantom ships. I've just given up on them, so I won't go anywhere near that right now, so, no.
That's fair.
Yep. Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, the canon ships, that's it. At the beginning, I was, like, oh, this is interesting. No, you know what? It's the canon ones, and it's Flynn and Kay. Those are the ones which is canon in my heart, so it counts.
That's why we need season two, so we can have that canon too.
Exactly, we need that canon.
Yeah, there's a lot of new Netflix shows that I haven't seen that I know they're popular, like Young Royals, Outer Banks, Bridgerton, a lot of those that I'm like, the only like popular show that I watched was Shadow and Bone. And I was like, all right, this will make me cave, but the rest of them, I don't care. Everyone will say it's good. And I see like a bunch of gifs and everything on Tumblr. And I was like, I don't care because it's going to get renewed before Julie and the Phantoms. So I'm going to be mad. And you know what? I don't need that. I'm not going to lend them my viewership at least. So
that's a very good point. Yeah. I know when I'm going to cave. I'm going to cave when all of the horrible new Netflix Christmas movies come out because they are horrible, but I love them. I love watching them. They're so bad. But my best friend and I, we watch them together a lot and then just, complain about them. We actually started the other day. Like the other day we watched our first Christmas movie of the year.
Not even October yet.
Yeah, but we just kind of felt like it. It doesn't matter.
I feel like there's people who there's like everybody has like the holiday that they celebrate way too in advance. Do you know what I mean? Like there's people that listen to Christmas music in like summer. I'm the Halloween person. Like the second that it starts getting close to, it can be like August or whatever, July, I'm already in Halloween.
Did we do a Halloween episode last year? Because I feel like we could do that this year.
Don't think we did. Let me see. When would that have been?
Near October 31st.
I know. I guess I should have said which would that have been.
Okay, I was going to say, I answer your question. Why would you ask that then if you know?
No, we didn't because that was like, we were still in the middle of the season at that point. We, the ones we had on the 22nd of October, we had Trevor got the fourth episode with I Got the Music, or which we call Trevor's Got the Music. And then the next one was the 5th of November, and that was The Other Side of Hollywood, or in our case, The Other Side of Tangents. So I think we talked about Halloween in at least one of those, but I don't remember, to be honest.
Then this is our chance. We can now do a Halloween episode.
That's a good idea. I'm pretty sure we could come up with good things for a Halloween episode for Julie and the Phantoms. I will write it on a list.
Yeah, I feel like the fact that they're ghosts, they could have fun of that.
I mean, you've seen a lot of shows, right? Like kids shows, especially that they do like Halloween specials and like they turn them into like monsters and stuff like that just for the episode. So yeah, we can definitely have fun with that.
I have to stop myself from starting to speculate about a Halloween special for Julie and the Phantoms right now. So I might have to listen to those two episodes that we did around Halloween because I'm pretty sure we talked about it a little bit.
We probably did. But I don't know if we like discuss any like ideas or something. I don't know. I have to re-listen. But for me, since I edit the episodes, I already listen to me talk and I don't like that very much. So I try not to re-listen to episodes, sadly.
I'm getting better at having to listen to myself. Like I try to listen to all the episodes at least once, but there were a few that I couldn't. Like there was something that I said something that I just, that haunts me for days afterwards. And I just kept thinking, oh my God, I have to rewind time and not say that. And yeah, I didn't listen to those episodes. I think there's not really a lot of things that we could talk about now. I mean, we could reminisce a bit more, but I think we already did quite a bit of that. So
yeah, and like it's weird not without Layla here.
Also, I feel like the episode was good this time, like the length of it and everything. It's kind of surprised because sometimes like they were short, but I feel like this time it was good.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a longer episode compared to our last few ones.
Yeah, this time there's no rant about anything, apparently. We're all very happy that it's our first anniversary.
We ranted a bit about Netflix, but not as much as usual.
But that's normal. I just meant like the past couple few episodes we ranted about like different shows and media, and this time we have not.
We went on a tiny bit of a Teen Wolf tangent. Does that count?
I needed that for myself. I needed that tangent.
But yeah, it's still crazy that it's been a year, and it's been an amazing year. Like that's it's really great. And I talked about things that I'm proud of in the last year with someone a little while ago, and I was just thinking about it, and I was just like, honestly, the podcast is like the thing that I did in the past year that I'm the most proud of. The thing that I thought was like the thing that I most likely thought was successful. So yeah, it's been really great, and I'm really glad that I had that this past year because it's not really an easy time in my life right now. So it's great to have this thing that's just a lot of fun and really cool to do. And it's a bit of a self-confidence booster.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about that. Like every time I'm like, oh, I'm actually doing a podcast and people actually listen to it. Like that's just really cool to think about. Like whenever I tell people to, they're like, that's so cool. And I'm like, I know. So yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, it's definitely been great. And yeah, it's wild that it's been a year, but I'm happy. It's just so wild to think that, you know, you just posted something on Tumblr and you got a response and that's how we met. Like, I don't know. I'm always like a sap for thinking, you know, how the universe works and things get to where they are. So yeah, it's wild. And I'm glad that we get to meet.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we would have probably never met otherwise because how would we? We're all in different places. In my case, even on a different continent. So pretty amazing that the internet and fandom can do that.
Yeah, we basically met thanks to Tumblr. So.
And thanks to Julie and the Phantoms.
You know how like a lot of people, like there's a lot of posts like saying, oh, thank you to like to Tumblr friends and like to Tumblr I make friends. That has never been the case for me. And because of Julie and the Phantoms, you know, now I get to say that it has happened, so which is like just wild.
For me, like a few years ago, I found a Discord community that were like my first real internet friends. But yeah, it's still amazing that that it's possible like that, and it's really, really awesome. I never understood how people actually make friends online. Like you're just like, yeah, okay, you have like a few people that you maybe talk to once or twice and stuff, but it's just like it's pretty great to see that it actually works, that you can make friends on the internet.
All right, before we do the wrap up, I feel like we should thank, and I want to thank the people who have guests in the show. So we've thanked Letty, M was one of them, Raven. Who else? We had Ellie here too, so thank you. I think that's about the guests
Danny,
we've had.
You forgot Danny.
Danny, yeah. Mm-hmm. Danny. Also, thank you guys for being on the show. We would love to have you back, especially if you have ideas what episodes we could make. And it was really fun getting to talk to you, and yeah, we appreciate you joining us for episodes. It's been fun. I also want to shout out Kay, who is always sending us ideas and messages, and you're a cool person, so thank you for listening and interacting with us.
I would also like to shout out Star Astro because they have also sent us like things a lot, and that's really great. And on Instagram, Sophia of Hades had interacted with us quite a few times, so also shout out to them. It's really great. And a shout out to everybody who sent in stuff. Like a lot of that was anonymous, so we can't shout you out by name, and a few people which are probably forgetting because it's been a year. But yeah, thank you so much for listening and for interacting with us. We really love it. It's awesome.
Yeah, we see every single interaction, and like I think most of them, like we actually like read them here too as well. So yeah. So we thank you for that.
Yeah. And once again, we do have this the form where you can that you can fill out to be a guest on the podcast. You can find that all of our social media, and it's linked somewhere in our notes as well. I think it's like in a podcast description. And if you cannot find it, just send us a message on one of our social medias or send us an email. We list all of that in the wrap up that's gonna come pretty soon. So definitely contact us. And then yeah, it was a great year, and we'll see how many years are going to come, if we're going to make it to 2 or 3, or maybe eventually even to 5. We'll see.
That will depend on Netflix. Netflix, this is up to you. Now I'm talking directly to you. I know we rant a lot about you and some of your choices, but I am confident you will give us season 2. So yeah.
Maybe somebody should like message Netflix, please renew season 2, renew Netflix, because I want the podcast to keep going. Like the show is great, yeah, sure, but it's a podcast. If you want to contact us, you can find us on Instagram and Tumblr as Julie and the Podcasters, and on Twitter as JAT Podcasters. You can also email us at julieandthepodcasters@gmail.com or send us a voice message on Anchor. And of course, you can rate and review us on iTunes and any other podcast platforms that allow that. We'd love to hear from you, no matter if it's questions, feedback, or your thoughts on the show in general or a specific episode. Tell your friends!
Tell your friends!